about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
Service, amen. a time where you can't afford to go to the restroom, amen. A time where you can't afford to miss anything. The word tells us, thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph daily. I don't know about you, but my deliverance came even before the prayer. In one of those statements, he said, how did I get here? The Lord gave that specially for me. So I want you to stay focused on the word of God, amen. Amen. Please, lift up, be on your feet, please. Be on your feet, and let's welcome the man of God, Reverend Kojo Orleans Dizzy.
Oh, lift up your hands and just welcome him.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Oh, yes. We'll be blessed because we came.
As we gather, may your spirit
work within us.
As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that other hearts begin to worship.
Be blessed because we came. Steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, you are so faithful. Even when we are not faithful, you abided faithful because you cannot change. Your name alone makes us realize omnipotent, omnipresent. The Lord, who is Jehovah Shammah, whose presence is guaranteed and is felt. We welcome your presence. Forgive us for our sins. Father, we pray, delete every demonic spirit from this sanctuary and let your spirit, your sweet Holy Spirit, prevail. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord. Can you turn to two people and tell them, I'm so happy I sat by you. You are a child of God. I feel the presence of God around you. Sion, say it. Wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ask somebody, where is your soul? Look in the person's eyes and ask for a response. And then you respond to the person, may the Lord forgive you your sins. May the Lord forgive you. All right. So, now, listen. May the Lord forgive all of us our sins. Say, may the Lord forgive all of us. God is giving you another chance. This week we're going to remind you with flyers about the fact that you're supposed to be somebody. Hey, brother, where are you going? You're not here to play only keyboards, eh? You're a shepherd. I see you as a shepherd. Anointed shepherd. Amen. Now, listen. He plays very well. Thank God for his life. He's anointed for this thing. I'll show you something. In the preaching, remind me. When I say desire. When I say desire. You say victor. I said, when I say desire. And I'll explain to you. Now, today, I want to share with you something very important, right? Last week, we learned about the sign that you love God. You see that? The sign that you love God. Let me share with you something, okay? How many? Remind me that I'll share with you something. Like last week, eh? Okay. Now, the verse I want to share with you is Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. Good. And then Romans 8:28. Okay. But especially Romans 8:28. Okay. Now, before I share that with you, last week we said, what is a sign that you love God? Souls, feed my sheep. Do you love me more than these turkey legs? Remember, we talked about John chapter 21 from verse 15. All right? And then we explained it from verse 1. We said, John chapter 21, verse 15. Brother, sister, girl, don't lift your hand. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? Many of us didn't know what these meant. So last week we took time to explain these as what? The fish, the food, the friends, your job. Yeah. The houses, the nets, all the things that Peter said, I'm going back to do. Peter, Jesus Christ had died and was gone. He said he would come back in 3 days. You know. And then I'd not come. And Peter, it wasn't 3 days. He said, I go out fishing. And all the church, he was a pastor. He said, let's leave this Jesus nonsense. Let's go fishing. Look at that. Let's leave this Christianity nonsense. Wow. Now Christianity is nonsense. Now Jesus nonsense. And then that's what Galatians, remember we did the Galatians, he said, who has bewitched you? You started so well in the spirit. Are you now ending up in the flesh? If you don't understand, you are not in the Bible challenge. And there's something called the Bible challenge, one chapter a day. We are in Galatians. We did 4 chapters last week. Tomorrow we start with chapter 5. So if you are not joining, join it. Following day is chapter 6. Finish, then we start another book. Okay, so tell somebody, join it. Frisaya, join it. Amen. Tell unto Wilmina, join it. All right. Now, so Jesus Christ, they were going fishing. They caught nothing. And then finally they came. And after they caught nothing, Jesus appeared. Said, children, did you catch anything? They said, no. I said, look at you. They left the work of God. They were going after their own business. Yes, they go a fishing. You know, look. Don't leave Jesus behind, even if you're fishing. Do his work. Then Jesus came and said, you caught nothing. The thing you are looking for, I'll give to you. Then he conjured and said, look, the same job that you are complaining about, that there's nothing, you caught nothing, it's not working, the marriage is not working, the thing is not working. Jesus Christ said, now obey me and I will show you that the same thing can work. Never divorce. God can repair. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And you know what? Jesus said, the same place, cast your net. I know where it is on the right side. The same place that they cast their net, they caught the fish so much that they couldn't draw. Then they called the same friends who said, we go out fishing with you. Say, come, don't stop going out fishing. There's fish here already. Come, Jesus is here. Fish is here. Yeah. There was a guy who said, who's a DJ, says, Cake, he's called KKD. Say, KKD is here. Happiness is here. If you want to be happy, don't be late. Wow. That's a wrap. Yeah. Do me a favor. Thanks for making it. Anyway, whatever it is, Jesus said, Jesus is here. The fish is here. If you want to go out fishing, don't leave your Jesus behind because you'll catch nothing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So when day Jesus came around, same thing worked. That's why me, I said, no matter what work I do, I will add the soul winning to it, church planting to it, shepherding with it. And look at the result. You are the result. You are the evidence that it works by God's grace. Just don't just go out fishing without Christ. Same thing. Jesus said, I have nothing against your fishing. Because when he came, they did the fishing. He said, no, the problem is not with your fishing. I have nothing against Mr. Floyd, your work or whatever you're doing. But do my work. He said, include me, want my presence. So he came. He said, okay, the fish you're going to do, I'll let you fish. Threw the net on the right side in obedience to Christ. They caught 153. Yeah. And they now call the friends, come, the church is ready. Shepherding works. Come, let's do shepherding properly. Let's take care of the fish. No, listen, the same thing. Said, you are fishers of fish, I'll make you fishers of men. The same way, when I've caught a lot of fish, now I'm telling you also, come. There's a lot of fish. Let's take care of this business. Amen. The Father's business. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Come. The friends who said we won't do any work. This church is not an bless me church. Oh. It's not a church you sit down and then you go home. High and by. No, we work. Here we are about the Father's business. We are like Jesus Christ. We are about the Father. Nobody is gone to a Bible school here. We all are amateurs, fishermen like you, have jobs, but we are working for the Lord. Amen. You are about to be recruited in Jesus' name. Amen. Because the fish is so much, the blessing is so much. We want people, come where Jesus is and let us fish. Come. Tell somebody, come. Today he should sing for us. And they came. And they got a fish. Not only did Jesus give them fish, he said, sit down, I'll feed you. He said, come. He made fish for them. Got breads. How he got it, I don't know. And he said, come, I'll cook for you. It's not enough to get a woman. God can cook it into a wife. It's not enough to have a boy child in your house. He may never be your son. God can convert that boy, foolish boy, into a real godly son. Cool. That's called cooking. Jesus does not just give. He cooks. He makes it something you can enjoy and palatable. When I give my wife to Jesus, use her. She comes back better anytime. Yeah. I see myself as like it's like my wife is my girlfriend and God is the sugar daddy. I mean, God forgive me if it's a wrong description. But when we're in school, and unbelievers, a minister of state will come for your girl. Yeah. And you don't mind. Whatever you do, just do with her. I will get a car. I'll get a plane ticket to America and then to Europe and things back from the sugar daddy. Because I don't have money, but I have a girl. I'll give the girl. No problem. It's a terrible thing, but it's not a bad analogy. Yeah. See God as who has everything. You have nothing. You have nothing. All you have is a girl. All you have is a talent. All you have is a job. All you have is a son. Release to the Lord and see how the sugar daddy will return back. And God is not going to mutilate and manhandle your girl. She comes better. Anointed. Blessed. Christian. Doing me good. Yeah. So that's the reason why I said, man, go, foot, carry on. I'll pay for your ticket. You want to go for preaching again? No problem. Because that's the cooking. She comes about cooked. I've given my children, go and serve God. Go and serve the Lord. They are preaching as I'm preaching. They are taking care of students. But now they are my sons. School, the college, I said, go. You can go to any college. He said, no, Daddy, we want to stay around you. We like you. We want to be with you. It's not normal, eh? It's called cooked. He doesn't just give you the fish and then just go away. How are you going to cook it? Do you have fuel? Do you have? He cooks it in the way that will satisfy and then sits down with you and eats with you.
Wow.
He sat down and ate with them. He dined with them. Tell some, what a sugar daddy. Daddy, daddy, Yehoah. There's a song like that. Sugar daddy, Yehoah. I'll teach you later. Listen. Listen. In those days in our college, it wasn't because of it. The sugar daddies couldn't do anything to the girl. They just wanted to feel happy that, look, I have a nice girl with me. What is God going to do with your wife? Is he going to marry your wife? Is he going to marry your son? Is he going to take your job? He doesn't need it. He wants to make it better. It's a test. When he asked for Peter, can I use your boat to preach? It was a trick. He stood on the boat so that he could preach to more people. Stood on Peter's boat. Peter said, I'm tired. I'm going home. I had nothing. Give me your boat. And gave the boat. Stood down and preached. After that, Peter caught till the nets were breaking. Said, Peter, you are a fisherman, but you need two boats. They carried the fish with two boats. May you have two bank accounts in Jesus' name. Yeah, because of the presence. Bank account full to the overflow. Because some of you have two, but there's nothing. It shall change in Jesus' name. No, believe it, eh? God said, use it to the full. Yeah. The children, wife, my job, my health, my everything, I will give it to you, my time. Do you know that song? My lifetime, I will give God my lifetime. My lifetime, my lifetime, my lifetime. I will give God my lifetime. Oh, if I give God my lifetime, He will take care of me. Oh, boom! He will never ever let me down. I will give God my lifetime. My lifetime, my lifetime, my lifetime. I will give God my lifetime. Sing, somebody. My lifetime. My lifetime. Stand up and sing. I will give God my lifetime. Oh, if I give God my lifetime, He will take care of me. Hey! He will never ever let me down. I will give God my lifetime. If I give God my life, if I give God my lifetime, He will take care of me. He will never ever let me down. I will give God my lifetime. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God needs people. So after doing all that for Peter, then he asked Peter a question. Now that you've eaten, now that you have a job, now that you have nice clothes, now that I've given you food, I've cooked for you, I've given you satisfaction. You didn't even know that you can, when Jesus cooked, He cooked fresh fish straight from the sea. I went to this place, Bahamas, the beach, there's called Fish Fry. Fresh. You can see the fish dancing in front of you. That's a few acrobatics. That's praise and worship before you, and then you eat. Yeah. And then fish dancing. You choose. I like this dance. The other one. And then cook that one for me. Yeah. That shall be your story in Jesus' name. Fresh. Manna comes straight. Then Jesus tested and said, these people, now they're eating fresh fish, which is dancing, praise and worship before they eat. Let me see whether they are doing it for me. Then he asked the question. Verse 21. John 12:21. Jesus asked them, seeing, he said, John 21 verse 15, sister, I beat you. So when they had eaten the breakfast, they had dined, is what King James says. When they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, when they had eaten, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these things I've given you? Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than your husband I've given you? More than your children I've given you? More than the money I've given you? More than the good health I've given you? Do you remember who gave you those ones? Do you love me more? If you do, son of Jonas, I know your name. Feed. Say, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. And all Christians, how many love Jesus? I know all you say. You say, how many hate Jesus? Nobody. Well, Jesus said, that's your answer. You know, Jesus, you know I love you. He said, prove it. Feed my lambs. Feed the little ones. That word is bosco. Defend them. Take care of them. Love them. Nurture them. Help bring them up. Help to bring them up. Help to grow. Jesus Christ, the church is also his baby. Help to build the church. And then he went on again. He asked the question 3 times and Peter was grieved. Some of you will be grieved. Ah, pastor, why is you always talking about we working for the Lord? You are grieved. Well, welcome to Peter's life. I went to Israel. We went to eat St. Peter's fish. Tilapia, big. You'll be there in Jesus' name. I just last year went to eat there. I've eaten it twice. Yeah, nicely cooked. I'll show you some pictures. My God, we'll be there in Jesus' name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that feeding is a sign of loving God. Okay? Now, I told you that you remind me something. Romans 8:28. Bible says this is a fact, and we know. And not that we think, but we know that all things work together for them that love God. What does that mean? Those who feed his lambs. And them who are the called according to his purpose. What's your purpose for life? Add God's purpose. Let there be a calling on your life that is aimed at achieving God's purpose for coming to this earth. Yeah. Have you wondered why all things don't work together for your good? Well, 2 things are the explanation. You don't love God, or you are not called according to his purpose. I thought you would clap at least for the revelation. The fact that, you know, one of the things in medicine is that it's not the treatment, it's the diagnosis. Actually, they give you more points for diagnosis than for treatment. Because treatment, you can Google it. When you know this person is suffering from coronavirus, you can Google it. There's no treatment. When you know it's pneumonia, antibiotics. But the thing is to find out what is wrong with the person. He's short of breath. It could be a common cold. It could be the fact that he's pretending. It could be anxiety. It could be chest pain. It could be heart disease. It could be lung disease. It could be fluid around the. It could be so many things. It could be obesity. It could be just sleep apnea. Anything can cause shortness of breath. So you don't, many of us, we're just beating about the bush because we don't know what. But Christ makes a diagnosis, then the treatment is easy. All things don't work together. What is it? God has narrowed it down. It's because you don't love God. You're not called according to his purpose. You're called according to your purpose. Like Peter. Called according to, I go a fishing. We are going to now have 2 other groups in the church. One of them is called Jesus Lovers. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The second is called Fishers Club. If you are not in any group, you will belong to one of these groups. We have the shepherds, we have the special forces, we will have the Fishers Club, and then Jesus Lovers Club. Everybody will belong somewhere. Clap for the Lord Jesus. How many, you are not belonging to the shepherds group, and you don't belong to the special forces group? Give me a wave. Oh. And you are lying to. Now you belong to the liars. Okay, you don't belong to shepherds. You don't belong to special forces. Give me a wave. You are a Jesus lover. You are better than the shepherds. You belong to Jesus lovers. You belong to fishers. So at the end of church, everybody who is a Jesus lover, come to me. Come, stay on this side. Jesus Lover's Corner. Clap. Say, Jesus Lover's Corner. So fishers and Jesus Lover's after church, please stay here. If you don't belong to special forces, you don't belong to the shepherd's group, you are a Jesus Lover or you are a fisher, you belong here. Clap for the Lord Jesus. They said, cast your net to the right. Okay, this is your right. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's where the fish is. Amen. So after church, I'll meet all of you here by God's grace. Now, and then we'll divide ourselves into Jesus Lovers and fishers. You tell me which one you want, and I'll give it to you. Amen. Now, listen, Bible says that you must be called according to his purpose. Today, I want to prove to you that you are called. I'm going to prove to you that you are called. But you see, it's not everybody who's called who has aligned with the purposes of God. But you are called. The title is Many Christians Are Called. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Many Christians are called. Tell somebody, many are called. Matthew 22, verse 14. Matthew 22. For many are called, but few are chosen. Somebody say Matthew 22, 14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22, 14. Let's say it without looking. Matthew 22, 14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22, 14. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save that which was the lost. That's his purpose. Luke 19 and verse 10. You see that? There's no controversy about that. That's the main reason, his purpose. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is the purpose of God. Amen. And he does not do it alone. Now, why do you think Jesus came into the world? To save the lost. Now, he's gone. He's given the full Holy Spirit to Christians. Do you think he will call just a few to help with the work? When the anointing came in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit of God came, it came upon everybody who was in the room who was a Christian for the purposes of winning souls. Suddenly there came, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts 2:1, they were all with one accord in one place. All. Somebody say all. Not some. Not some. Not some of them. Not most of them. Sit straight, brother. Not most of them. All were in one place with one accord, one purpose. Now listen to what happened. Verse 2. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire sat upon each of every one of them. Each, not even one was left out. The Spirit of God is given to everyone who is a Christian. The only exceptions are those who are not Christians. And if you are not Christian, then you don't belong here. Or at the end of this service, you should have been a Christian. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this question. As you are saved and you are a Christian, what is your use? When the Spirit of God comes to you, Jesus says, many are called, but few are chosen. Why do you think few will be chosen? Because many, let's say 1,000, but few are chosen, how many will that be? Maybe 100. Few. Why do you think few are chosen? Do you think Jesus Christ wants few people to work? Because most people are not willing. Most people are called according to their own purposes, not the purposes of Jesus Christ. So only few are chosen. So it sounds like, wow, there are few anointed people in the church. But all of us have cloven tongues of the Spirit on us once you're born again. But it looks like a few. All of us have the Spirit of God if you're born again. That's what it is. But few. God is not going to choose you if you come with reluctance and unwillingness. So he will choose only the few willing ones. He'll work with the willing ones. He'll work with the available ones. He works with the keen and the who want to be called according to God's purpose, who love God. So he asked Peter, even Peter, he said, do you love me? Your selection is based on your love for me and your call according to my purpose. Only two things. Your love for Jesus, your call, Victoria, according to God's purpose. What makes you tired in this life? Can God claim a part of what makes you tired? When you say you are tired, can you make a claim that God is part of it? What makes you tired? When you're going to sleep and you are tired, can you lay claim that you've worked? The harvest is few, is great, but laborers are few. Is the work of God part of the labor that can be attributed to your tiredness? Or is all your purpose, oh selfish vampire Christian? Who? Jesus' blood was shed, but you drank it all. Nobody shared with you. Vampire Christians, they drink the blood of Jesus. Yes, I'm saved. But that's where it ends. Nobody else benefits from the blood that was shed for you. Nobody else. You keep it. It's like they send it to you and you keep the ball. You are in a basketball game and they pass the ball to you. We want to win on Jesus' team and you keep the ball and you run away home. No, I'm serious. You have to do something with the ball. Your talent must show. You must contribute to the final victory. They must mention how many points did you make? How many stops did you make? How many rebounds and things like that? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Called according to God's purposes. I should stop preaching. I will not. Ladies and gentlemen, many are called. That presupposes that a large majority is called. That presupposes that majority is called. That presupposes that chances are that you are called. But I can call you, but you will not respond. So I will choose those who respond. It's not because you are not called. Don't say I'm not called. Say maybe I have not responded. Don't say there was no call. There is a call, but I've not responded. Yeah. That's what it is. Because few are chosen. God will choose anybody. People like stammerers like Moses were chosen. Stammerers. Thieves. Murderers like Paul. Because Paul hadn't heard the call. The day he heard the call, murderer, he dropped every knife. But you are not a murderer. You haven't even killed, even a church member. He killed pastors. Why are you alive? Why are you alive at all? You at all, why are you alive? Why are you alive? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Why are you alive? For by grace are you saved through faith. You are saved by grace. Grace, you didn't do anything. And that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, verse 9, lest any man should boast. So what it means is that you're sitting in church here. You had no contribution to it. God caused somebody like you, who was not a vampire, who was not a blood drinker without sharing, to share the gospel with you. By grace, you didn't choose. He chose and sent somebody. Sent somebody. That's how you're here. That's how you're here. You had no dealings with it. Somebody obeyed and came. Not of your works. Because if it was your works, it wouldn't. It's now that you are trying, now that you know Jesus, that you're trying. But it explains in verse 10, why were you saved? Why? For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works, which God had ordained long before that we should walk in them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God had publicly declared, announced it in heaven, that we ought to walk in them. We ought to walk in the good works. There are good works for you. Good works of salvation. One time, Bishop was taking a taxi in Europe and was ministering salvation to the taxi driver. And the driver said, if heaven is that great, why don't you just kill yourself and go? Yeah, that was a very good question. If you really believe that heaven is that great, then kill yourself and go right now, because this world is not heaven at all. And then he said, can you explain why you haven't killed yourself? Bishop said, just before he was thinking about the question, because he was ruffled, he reached the station, but he's been thinking about the question. But that's the answer to the question. You have not been killed. God does not kill you now, or you don't die, because there are works for you to do. There are works for you to do. There are works for you to do. There are works that are important. You are saved to save others. You are part of God's end time army to save souls. That's your work. That's why you're not dead. Not so that you'll be rich. Riches is side effect. Peter was told, you are fishers of men. You fish fish, and Jesus helps you to fish fish, even cooks for you. But you must love the lamps. Why do you want to eat only fish when you can eat lamb? Kebab. Sheep kebab. Shish kebab. T-bone steak. Look, sometimes it's just one thing. God wants to give you variety. Just fish for men. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's why we're alive. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so real and so important that he even explains that that is the reason why the pastors were given to you. My job as a pastor is not to preach to you every Sunday and then that's church. It's over. Come on now. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and verse 12. New Living Translation, 11 and 12. Why are you alive? That's the question. And therefore, why are you not taking up your calling? Ephesians 4, 11. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, to UD, QFC, Lighthouse. These are the gifts that God gave to the church. He gave apostles, he gave prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I'm a gift to you. Clap for this gift. I am a gift to you. Yeah. When you don't receive a gift, it's a slap on the face of the person who gave you the gift. Have a gift been rejected from you before? From an important person? God, send me as a gift to you. Send Bishop Dag as a gift to us. Clap for the Lord. A prophet. Why? Why? You see, me, when I'm giving a gift to people, I look at their needs. I look at what will profit them. It's true. Anybody who cares about you does not just give and say, oh, it's just a thought. The thought, then your thought is very terrible. If oh, you should just think about the thought. Look at an insult of a gift you brought. For what has been done you, for what has been given you, for all that. No, then your thought, yeah, it's just thought. The thought is fine, but your thought is terrible. But real gifts, I see that he doesn't have a jacket. And I'm giving a gift. I give him a jacket. God sees our need. He even says that before you pray, God knows your need. What he wants is your interaction with him. Who says that children, it's what they ask? The parents know what they need, eh? We don't want you to come begging. But Jesus Christ said, God said, I'll give you gifts to the church. Gift to the church. What is the reason? What's the importance? Any person who is great, who loves you, who cares about you, when they give you a gift, they are solving a problem for you. Yeah. They are fixing a deficiency, fixing a problem with love. Now, let's find out why they give you the gift. Verse 12. Their responsibility, this pastor's responsibility. You read it. I want a church member to read it. So that I don't think that you, come girl, you read very well. Sion, my dear. Please read it. Help me preach, my dear.
Ephesians 4:12.
Let the words come out. Don't keep it in your mouth. Keep it out. Speak it out, please.
Ephesians 4:12.
Now it's better.
Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his
work. Wow! To equip God's people so that they will buy cars. So they'll say, bless you, I receive it. Give me, and call all of them Jimmy. Is that right? Read on. Equip them so that they'll dress well. No. Equip them so they will have husbands and beloveds. Equip them so that their children will go to good schools. Equip them so that they'll become rich. Prosperity 101. Prosperity without sweat. This nonsense kind of message. 14 steps to prosperity. Nonsense. Listen, Peter didn't need any of these messages. The prosperity followed when he sought Jesus and was called according to Jesus' purpose. That's it. If the church will rise up to the reason for which they are there, they will not need to beg for any prosperity message. Just like if you are employed to a job place, you don't need to ask for your salary. Just keep working. The reason why you were called to that job, the salary will follow. I don't need to advertise salary. Fish is not the advertisement. It's never been. And those who are being called fishers, you are fishers of men, not fishers of tilapia or snappers. Girl, finish it.
And build up the church, the body of Christ.
Ooh. Their responsibility. Start again, girl.
Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work. And build up the church.
I will not look. You read it yourself. You read it. Read it to them. Keep preaching. Say it again. Preach. I'm not even looking. Just say it.
Ephesians 4:12. Mm-hmm. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ.
Wow. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That means if you find a pastor who is not equipping you to do the work of God and to build the church of God, you found an irresponsible pastor. You found a fake pastor. You found a pastor who's not doing his job. But you know the sheep, all you, your faces. I know you need a job. You need immigration status. I know you need a husband. I know. So sometimes my heart of compassion, which God has given me for souls, then goes out as if you are the souls. You're already here. But then I start ministering to your needs, to your poverty, to your finances, to your ill health, to everything else apart from the job. Can you imagine a supervisor who comes and tells you all he tells you about is your salary, but does not take you through orientation of your job, does not tell you what work you're going to do? That job, that supervisor needs to be kicked out because he's setting you up to be fired. He's setting you up. You will never get a salary. He's telling you about a salary which you will never make. He's telling you about a prosperity which will never come to you. And because you believe in the prosperity, you also take it hook, line, and sinker. Shame on you. Oh, pastor. I mean, not you. Most of us pastors don't do our job, our responsibility. So when I call you and I tell you next week I'm expecting 2 souls from you, you are the one that is going to who qualify. Another may be preaching about prosperity, but you will get the prosperity. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Our responsibility is to equip God's people. So all the fishes and Jesus love it. Don't think you are coming so that I would pray. I'm going to equip you how to do the work of God, how to build the church. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Believe me, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. Lord, if I'm boasting, please forgive me. But I'll say it. Listen. Ever since I started working for the Lord, I have not prayed for money. I don't remember the last time. Jesus said, when you do my work in Luke 10, when you are going, don't even carry a wallet. I will provide for you. Don't even carry a crib. No wallet. No wallet. No wallet. I don't carry money. But God gives me money. Don't carry fish. I'll give you fish. You catch nothing, I will make it flourish. That's what it means to say, all, and I know, not that I think, I know all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. If you are sitting in this church, your purpose is not God's purpose. You are not part of this blessing. I shouldn't say it. It's a difficult, my dear, sit down. God bless you. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say it. I should not say it. I should not say it so that I'll be fired. No, I've just told you my job. I've just told you the job of a true pastor. If that's the reason why you walk out of the place, then I'm sorry. That's why the Bible says in the last day, men will pile up for themselves prophets who will give them what they want. They have itchy ears. But the Bible says those prophets, their God is their belly. Yeah. Because me, I don't collect anything from you, right? I don't prophesy, so you give me money. Yeah. One person asked me, so do you see things about me? What do you see about me? What's the Lord doing in my family? Who's the reason why I'm not prospering? I said, look at you. Just come. All things will work together for good. If you start loving God and accord, I should tell you who caused your marriage, your first marriage to be divorced. Your second marriage is on the rocks. I should tell you. Jesus Christ, when the Samaritan woman came, the woman of Samaria, who had married 7 and divorced 5 times, even the one that he was, he said, this is what they will divorce me, so I won't take. He didn't tell her anything. He said, if you knew the gift of God and he it is, who it is, who's asking you for water, you would rather put everything else, ask you, and I'll give you water that will never perish, never finish. The favor of the Lord for those who work for him. Even your boss pays you when you work. What about Jesus? What about God? What about God? Why are you sitting down with your hot, flat bottom and just heating the chairs when you're sitting here can cause you to do well? Oh, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Many are called. Many are called. A few are chosen. Few are chosen. So the first reason why you should respond to the call is because many are called and chances are that you are called. That's the first reason. Chances are that you are called. Number two, there is a call. The call is a call to fruitfulness. The call is a call to fruitfulness. It's a call to make you fruitful. Makes you valuable. That call makes you useful to God. Gives him a reason to keep you right here. Look, do you know there's a scripture, Psalm 118 and verse 17. Eh? Do you know that scripture? He says, I shall not die, Renee, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Give God cause to give you life and to actually water your life beautifully. Hold on. Since you started working for the Lord, I can see that you are blessed. Amen. Yeah. I shall not die, but live. You will never die prematurely in Jesus' name. Live. To declare the works of the Lord. That's the reason why you're alive. Some of us, when we get to heaven, you may get there, but you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You will arrive as though through fire, nothing. You did nothing with your life. Nothing with your life for the Lord. Everything was selfish and vampire-driven. Drinking the blood of Jesus Christ without sharing it with anybody. The blood still cleanses. That's why I told you last week. I knew. See, look, many of you didn't do it. That's our life. Selfish. And we don't. Our life is all about our business throughout the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We come with our hot bottom. Sit down again. Feed me more. polishing the same coin over and over and over and over, training and training and training for what? You think God just made you to come and just get teachers and go? God says, make disciples, let them follow me. Go out there, go and make disciples. Every church is supposed to do that. Every church member, every Christian. This so-called gift you have, you see things. You see what? You see my home, that there is some red, whatever is there. You see, so what? So what? After that, what next? How does it help others? Bible says every gift is to profit withal. Why? The call is a call to fruitfulness, not a call to prosperity. It follows fruitfulness. Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you will go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And look at what will happen after that. So that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, the Father will give it to you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What that means is that many are called, but become chosen. Because the people that are chosen, this is what happens to them. You are called. I know you are called, but are you chosen? Will you allow yourself to be chosen? That means there's going to be handpicking of people here. May you be part of the people that are chosen. When I call the fishers and I call the Jesus lovers and you don't belong to shepherds, you don't belong to, what is it called? Special forces, don't walk away. You're not smart if you walk away. Don't walk away. Join the forces. If it was a job, what's it called? Fair. Yeah, somebody came here and said, I am from FedEx. I've seen this. Your church is doing something great. So I came to employ you without any qualification. Yeah. The benefits include the car. You will line up. You will wait after church. If you have not been signed up with a good job, you will sign up with this. This is better than FedEx. This is better than FedEx. This is better. This is Jesus' job, Jesus Lovers Incorporated. This is Jesus Lovers Incorporated. Don't sit down and just look at me. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Don't just look at my face. My face is nice, I know, but get involved. You will see the face of Jesus. Bible says, whoever, Luke chapter 10, you go, you see the face of God. You go in the face of the Lord, and wherever you go, there, he's there with you. I should say, that's my responsibility, to equip you. And if it's a problem for you, then you have got a big problem. If it's a problem for you, you got a big problem. My cousin told me, I was shocked. He said, my brother, whenever you're going to college, you don't get any. I get a lot of things. Do you know what I do? Do you know what I do? I go out there and win souls for the Lord and watch my suitcase get filled miraculously. I said, brother, I'll follow you. From that day, I haven't stopped. And my suitcase, which used to be empty, gets full. How does it happen? I don't know. But Jesus, his year, promises are yea and amen. Try him. Try him. Try him. So, because the call is the call to fruitfulness, that you will go. When you go from here, he will choose you. You have not chosen Jesus. You think you chose Christ, he chose you. He chose you. Why? And ordained you. You think I'm the only one ordained because I wear collar? I don't wear no collar. He said, you were all ordained. Yeah. It's for ordained people. Well, Jesus says he chose you and ordained you. Look at the next person, say Reverend or Reverend Mrs. Reverend Madam, Mrs. Reverend, Mr. Reverend. You are ordained. Say Mr. Reverend, Mr. Reverend, Mrs. Reverend, Madam, Sister Reverend, Brother Reverend, Reverend, Revo, Revo, Revolution, Revolution, Revo, 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 Rev, 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 Rev. Say Rev, 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 Rev. Ordained Reverend. We are all ordained Reverends. Yeah. In case you thought I was the only ordained, that's why you are sitting now. Well, here it says I chose you and ordained you. Stop the appointed. Appointed is cheap. Ordained that you should go and bear fruit. Chose and ordained you. Ordained you. Tell somebody you are ordained. You are an ordained servant of God. Tell somebody you are an ordained minister. Turn to the person and tell the person, you are an ordained minister. Yeah. That you should go. When you finish here, go. But when you are coming, bring forth fruits. Next week, God willing, after you go from here, when you are coming, you will bring forth fruits. And not only will you bring, that fruit should remain. You should make sure that fruit stays. You should make sure that the fruit... Yesterday, I went to visit Holder, and I didn't know Pastor Richard was the one who went out and brought forth Juliet. And Juliet brought her, and she remained. Pastor Richard did not allow Juliet to remain, but she's going to go follow that one. Amen. Fruit that remain. And what happens? And Bible says, when you keep doing that, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Look, I expect God to give me what I ask. That's why you come to me to pray for you. But when you start doing this, you will not need to come, because your prayer will be answered. Oh, yeah. 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 There'll be no prayer that's not answered. You don't need to go nowhere for prayers. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Why? Verse 8. For herein is my Father glorified, that you bring bear fruit. This is what pleases God. He's glorified. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Says real Christians, this is the sign. This is the sign. You bear fruit. And that's how you become a true disciple. Not by going to church, but by bearing fruit. And you glorify God. You make God shine. Your activities make God shine. In his name, you make God shine. I'm very happy for you that you heard this message. I'm very happy. Auntie Wilmina, no matter how beautifully 80 you become, I'll give you beloved, but you will bring souls. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I've said, as for you and Auntie Mercy, you'll get beloved from me. Yeah, you are young. These two sisters, little sisters of ours, one is 84, 86, the other is almost 86. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. They won't die now. Eh? You watch it by the grace of God. They will live and declare the works of the Lord. When you hear them on the prayer line, you think they are teenagers. That's why I'm looking for beloved for them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You'll be surprised that there will be a wedding. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, and I'll supervise their honeymoon in Jesus' name. I said, keep on. You can make it. Daughter, you can make it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Stop laughing. I'm serious. I'm not laughing. I'm serious. But this is it. The call. Say, I receive it. You shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. You will be in your high heels at 80. No walking stick. Watch them. These are people that have given their life to the work of God. They don't even hold walking stick. That shall be your story in Jesus' name. They haven't lost any teeth. That shall be your story. That's why I'm looking for beloved, because their teeth are intact. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Number 3, some people are called in a spectacular way. Number 4, some people are called in an ordinary way. Yeah, you don't need to be spectacular like Paul. Paul, lights thrown around. Lord, what will you have me do? No, no. Are you called Saul? Have you killed any pastors? This happens to people who kill pastors. It has to be dramatic for them to be convinced that you haven't killed any pastors. Why do you want a spectacular call? My son, from today, preach. The scriptures are saying it. Just go. Just go. I have not heard any voice. I have not seen any lights, but I'm preaching and you can see it's working. You are coming every Sunday. You are here. Next week, you know I'm preaching, but you'll be here. You'll be here and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name because I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Tell somebody here, Pastor, you're preaching. You're preaching. You're preaching. And I'm preaching good, I know. Why? Because I've decided to be called according to his purpose. In the evening, I'm going to a hospital and go and put a scope in somebody's rectum. I start. When I close from work, you know I'll be calling you. You know I'll be winning souls. I have a Bible study group where I'm working by God's grace. You can do it. You can have a Bible study in your work. You can have a Bible study in your school. You can have a Bible study, a soul winning venture in your neighborhood. You can join a center, a bus center. Everybody is going to join something. Amen. Yeah, to equip the church to do the work of the ministry and to build the church of God. This is too small a church. This is 1/10 of what we'll have in Jesus' name. This church, our full church of 150 or something today will be our tithe tomorrow. Will be the tithe tomorrow. That means multiply it by 10. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And First Peter, you won't clap. You will not clap. That's why you don't have a beloved. Clap your hands. Your beloved is coming in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. So don't wait for any spectacular thing before you say, I'm called. Tell somebody, you are called. You are called. Now, the next thing is tell him, get chosen. Get chosen. And finally, some people are called through their desires. Through their desires. Victor. I told you Victor, right? Victor. Desire. Victor. When I say desire, you say what? When I say desire, you say what? Yeah. Now, this guy, Victor, came to me from Nigeria. Yes, he gave me a call. Pastor, I'll read his text to you. Pastor, I have a very nice idea. I think you'll like it. You know, I want us to do, he's talking about music, the music of the church. Since he came to this church, he has not stopped bugging me. Yeah. He didn't even know dollars. He knew Naira and he couldn't buy anything. Today he's gotten a few dollars. Look, the guy has bought keyboards. The guy bought instrumental music. The guy has bought a studio. The guy is making music. Music. It's a desire. It's a desire. Desire. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, if a man desire the office of a bishop or of a seer or a shepherd, he desires a good thing. Desire a good thing, a good work. It's work. Is work. What I'm announcing is work. That get up from your bottom and work. Roll up your sleeves and let's get to the job. Let's get to the job. Just like through desire, he has gotten to the job. He has his own keyboard. We finished from here. He's not stopped practicing. This man has bought a lot of equipment too. This morning he told me that he doesn't sleep. He's preparing track to come for praise and worship. Yesterday he asked me for $7. I'm not going to give you any $7. Say, so, you know, look, I can do this thing myself, but there's no time. Let me just buy it for today. And I say, you know, I didn't give him seven. I gave him more. Yeah. That's how God looks at you. Your desire to just work. Develop a desire. Don't count on any spectacular calling. Just have a desire. Lord, I want to do it. Go home with a desire. You realize that the rest of the week, you will not just be keyboards here. You will produce a studio. You'll be a studio that produces not just sound. Souls. Monday. Souls Tuesday. Souls Thursday. Wednesday. Friday. Saturday. Souls. Because the keyboard is not just in church. He said, keep your church preaching, but I'll get my own and continue. Even after school, I'll continue like they do. Desire. Proverbs 18 verse 1. Bible says, through desire, a man having separated himself intermingled with wisdom through desire. Because you have a desire. You are different. It will make you different. Separate from others. You separate yourself from the general church players and you become a church business guy, separate through desire, a man will separate himself. I don't want to be just like the regular church going people. I don't want to be just like regular church folk. You separate yourself. You seek and intermeddleth with all wisdom. May God grant you that grace. May God put desire in your heart. May you be like Victor. May you be like David. May you be like Saul or Paul. May you be like David, who desired to please God. May you be like Bishop Dagwood Mills, who has made all his life about souls. So much that from Ghana, his effect is here in Memphis. And look at the results. You, what are you going to do when the ball is in your court? Are you going to carry it home as a vampire who drinks the blood of Jesus Christ and shares with nobody? Or you're going to dribble around a little bit so that we will win together? May you be part of the victory. May you be part of the team. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Put your hand on your heart. If you can use anything, Lord. Yes, no, this one. Give that my key. Oh, yes, Lord.
If you can use
anything, Lord, you can use me. Oh, yes, Lord. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use
anything, Lord,
you can use
me. If you can use anything, Lord,
you can use me. Lord, use your people. Choose us and use us. Choose us and use us. Anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Can you bring the verse? The verse that follows. The verse of this song. Okay, he doesn't have it. Bible says, God, I remember if the story of the Bible is, you used a man called Moses with a rod in his hand. You told Moses, take the rod in your hand, stretch it forth, walk on dry ground. If you can use anything, Lord, you use a rod, you can use me. Wow. A rod was able to open. You will open the door for somebody. You'll open the door to heaven for somebody. Please remember Victor. Remember that after church, he continued because of desire. With the role he was played in church. It was not a church thing. 7 days out there, one day here. That shall be your story. When you are coming next week, behave like somebody who's chosen. That is, you go and you bring forth fruit. And that your fruit, you will water it until it remains. Whoever you bring next week will stay, will go to heaven. God will record. And said, it was because of your activities. You were not selfish. You are not a vampire. But your activities drew somebody. Make a covenant with God. Make a contract with God. Tell the Lord, I'm tired of being called and not yet being chosen. How many of you have gone to a job? They called all people for interview, but they didn't choose you. Many people had the interview. Many called, few chosen. From today, may you be chosen. Not just called, but chosen. Not just called, but chosen. In Jesus' name. Father, with all eyes closed, all heads bowed. If you are here, somebody invited you. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You don't want to go home without connecting to the King of Kings. You want to be sure that the Book of Life has your name in it. In case the rapture happens, you will not be left behind. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to make sure that you are a child of God before you leave here. If you are that person, lift up your right hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. if you are that person, lift up just your right hand. Let me pray a short prayer with you. Now, second calling. You are here. You've been a Christian for a long time. But you did not understand this concept of being called and being chosen. But today, from today, you want to be not just called. You've accepted the calling, but you want to be chosen. You want to be used by the Lord. You want that desire to keep burning so that in your lifestyle, as you work, as you cast out your nets, you will not only catch fish, but catch men. You want to be part of God's workforce. And you want your life not to be a selfish vampire type, but you'll be a selfless Christian who works, who brings fruits. If you are there, you are like that. You don't need to come forward, but lift up your hand. Let me pray with you. You want to change from being a passive Christian. You want to be a soul winner. Lift up your hand. I would have thought that everybody would have lifted. Father, look upon their hands. We repent. We repent. Victoria, lift up your hand. Lift your hand. We repent. We repent. In fact, everybody, lift up your hand. Everybody, tell the Lord, Lord, help me. I've not done well. Over my several years as a Christian, I want to do better. Now I understand that I am called. You chose me.
You chose me.
Let me remain chosen.
Let me remain chosen.
Let me go out there.
Let me go out
there. That I'll bring in fruits.
That will
stay.
That will abide.
That will remain.
So that all my prayers will be answered
in accordance with your word. I am a soul winner.
I am a Jesus lover.
I am a fisher of men.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.